Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When you first hear the music of the Boston-based band Bad Rabbits, it's reminiscent of classic R&B with shades of disco. But in fact, it's not so easy to classify. It's kickback party music for sure, that some have called sonic pulp fiction. A blend of R&B, rock, funk, and maybe something else as well. But whatever you call it, Bad Rabbits have taken off. They're hugely popular, opening for the likes of the Wu-Tang Clan and John Legend. And they'll be making their national debut tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live. They stopped by our studios recently to talk about their debut album, American Love. This is their song, Fall in Love. Bad Rabbits will be performing at the Boston Calling Festival on Memorial Day weekend. And with us now are two of their founding members, Dua Bwakshi and Salim Akram. And Dua, Salim, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to
have you. Thanks for having us, man.
It's great to be here.
You've described your sound as post-R&B, futuristic funk punk, which sort of makes sense when I say it, but I'm not sure what it means. What do we mean by define post-R&B? And let me start with you, Salim.
The post part of it is kind of referencing like our rock background and kind of everybody grew up listening to stuff from like the Deftones, Glassjaw, you know, Less Than Jake and general ska music. And I think the post R&B part too is like we sing R&B music rooted in funk, soul, Michael Jackson, Sly and the Family Stone. But based on what traditional R&B is, we don't necessarily fit that mold in terms of like dudes on stage with their shirts open.
I would call it heavy R&B because of the sound that's behind it. It's a rock sound. I mean, the lyrics are about love or about, you know, heartache. So it's like blues.
You've also called this sound the American Dream.
Yes.
Because of the fact the band represents a kind of cultural melting pot as well.
I am first generation West African. My mom is from Liberia. My dad is from Ghana.
Oh.
Sheil is, he's Indian. Santi is Argentinian. Salim's Black American. And Graham is Russian Jewish.
Right.
So, like, we all come from different backgrounds in America.
And so does the music, do you feel the music really represents that ethnic melting pot?
Yeah, it does. Because we take from all types of influences, different races, different music styles we're inspired by. So that's America, you know what I'm saying? Everybody grabs their inspiration from something in America. So and they chase that dream, and that's what we're doing. We're chasing our dream.
We initially started, it was called the Eclectic Collective. It was kind of like a band with ADD. We would just kind of like put a rock song, a funk song, all this kind of stuff. Like,
right.
Wait, we could put a breakdown. We could throw some reggae in there too because we can just do that. And it proved to be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
So we kind of streamlined all the music to start Bad Rabbits to kind of have a more cohesive sound.
Speaking of the sound, Dua, I want to talk to you a little bit about your voice because you go back and forth between this strong textured voice and this incredible falsetto. And so let's hear a little bit. This is called Can't Fool Me, where you're featured in a big way. So, Dua, talk to me about that. Where does that come from? Training?
It comes from the church.
From the church.
Praise God. I grew up in a Pentecostal church at first. And the church there was just a lot of singing and reverence screaming and like kind of screaming to on key. You know what I'm saying? They would say something and they would sing along and it would be powerful.
Mm.
So as a kid, I didn't have that power, so I tried to imitate it, and I would always just jump to falsetto. I don't know how it happened. I didn't leave soprano in my school choir until like junior year because I would sing like a hard falsetto. I didn't know how to stop it. And my teacher actually trained me on how to like go to my full voice instead of just using my falsetto all the time.
Interesting the background, Dua. Salim, let me come to you, where your musical training, your musical background came from, and also the other band members. I'm guessing that there's a real mix here.
In terms of, I guess, traditional schooling, the only one that actually has, like, the most theory that if you, like, our keyboard player actually has perfect pitch, yes. which I think is a blessing and a curse. It's always like, I think he's flat. Something just always sounds off. Yeah. It would be the worst.
Does he drive you guys crazy, too?
I mean, it does to a point, because I'm taking a quote from Erykah Badu here. I don't base my singing on notes, you know? And sometimes I do sound flat, and I think, oh, you know, it might work. You know, the dissonance might work. Mm-hmm. Let me sing this harmony this way. And it's like, I don't know if it's going to sound right, you know? Like, I was trying to do my impression of RP.
That was actually spot on.
I don't know if that's going to sound right.
So. Listen, Duan Salim, you're about to release this debut LP entitled American Love, and I want to talk more about that in a minute, but let's hear a little more music first.
Yes.
All right, this song is called We Can Roll. So that's We Can Roll from Bad Rabbit's American Love. So there's a pretty cool story behind how this album, American Love, came to be. And it started with a gig you were playing with the band Foxy Shazam out in San Francisco. Do I have that right?
It's crazy. The dude, Brad Lewis, is, you know, B. Lewis is his kind of his producer, artist name. And him and a couple of his homies came out to the show. And we were all, like, standing outside, just finished playing, all sweaty. And they were just like, hey, did you guys play already? We're like, yeah, man, you missed the gig. He was like, oh, man, I wish you guys did house parties. And kind of all our ears perked up. Yeah. We're like, yo, if you set it up, we will be there tomorrow. With like, we will play in your house tomorrow. Set it up. He was like, for real? Like, nah, for real.
We played in his living room and kitchen.
Move the fridge
yeah,
out the way.
Yeah, move the fridge out the way and
there's
everything.
There's a
photo of him taking a picture, smiling, like dancing on his
counter.
And we're like wilding out. So, like, right after he did that, I saw that he had a MPC as a sampler in his room. And I'm like, oh, you make beats? And he was like, yeah. And he started playing his beats. And I'm a beat fanatic. I listen to a lot of hip-hop beats, instrumentals. I'm really big on that. And he played me some stuff that was reminiscent to producers that I love. And when we came back to San Francisco, he came and introduced Fall in Love.
Yeah, that was
he
first
played
thing
that. That was the first. He played that beat. And he was like, I have this song for you. And he originally wanted me to sing it, and I was like, nah, dude, the band has to do the whole thing. And so that sparked something, and it all worked. It all worked.
You played in a lot of sort of underground venues,
yes.
right? Going back to when you were just starting to perform.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was crazy. We'd always, and that's kind of like lending back to like our upbringing and stuff like that. When you're under 21, you can't get in the venue, so you kind of just rent out a VFW, or you go to your buddy's basement and you pile a bunch of people into it and you throw a house party. It just kind of the word spread. Like, oh, did you see that show last night? It was crazy. I couldn't get in. And then the next time you play, it would be, you know, 100 more people could get in. And it kind of, each show you do, you have a bunch more brand ambassadors to the experience of seeing a show. And then when we would do a club show, the tickets would just be gone right away because people wanted to actually get in.
Now, who comes to your shows? Because you've described this really interesting mix of musical backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds.
All types of people.
Yeah.
All types of people come to the show.
Yeah.
All types of people come to our show.
It's cool when you walk out there and you see black kids from the suburbs, from the hood, inner city, and then you see white kids from the suburbs, and then you see 40-year-old professionals with their girlfriends or like on a first date
kids.
Type of thing, or their kids. It shows, and it kind of lends itself to like the American dream and kind of what we all kind of stand for as a band.
We're like an everyman type of band, I guess.
Well, Dua Salim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, man.
So that's Dua Bwakshi and Salim Akram of the band Bad Rabbits. Their debut album is called American Love, and you can see them in action at the Boston Calling Festival at City Hall Plaza, Saturday, May 25th. And we'll go out with another song from American Love. This one is called Doing It. And that'll do it for us this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, with help from Shannon Dooling, Mira Sharma, and Michael Garth. Tim Skog is our technical director. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend, and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.